Now, if you were in a takeaway anytime recently and they served you your chips in a styrofoam carton with a plastic spoon sticking out of it, did you know that what they're doing is actually illegal? Now, to my shame, I didn't know that. And did you also know that if you go into a shop and you see them selling things like plastic plates or plastic straws or even plastic balloon sticks, again, what they're doing is illegal. Those substances are all now banned and have been for some time. And if you're caught selling them as a retailer, you could end up with a huge fine or you might even end up in prison. Well, I spoke earlier to Will Mitchell. Will is the waste prevention officer with mywaste.ie, and they have launched a campaign reminding people, particularly retailers, that they can't use certain plastic items anymore, single-use plastic items, as they're called, SUPs. He spoke to me earlier on and told me a little bit about this reminder campaign.
Yeah, the purpose of this campaign is just to make sure that we eliminate the last few instances of the banned single-use plastics that are still persisting in Ireland. They've been banned since 2021, and there are a small number of retailers or businesses that are still making them available for supply or sale. Now, thankfully, we've got really good backing from industry bodies. We've got RG Data, IBEC, CSNA, and Retail Excellence Ireland, all encouraging their members to go to mywaste.ie/SUP and download a free toolkit that we've produced to support retailers and businesses in checking their stocks and supplies for these banned single-use items. So really, this campaign is all about raising awareness of what the banned items are and making sure we get rid of them.
So remind us what those the more common of the banned items are that might still be lurking around on a few shop shelves around Kerry.
Sure, it's a list of 10 items. So it's your single-use plastic cutlery, chopsticks, balloon rods, drink stirrers, cotton bud sticks, styrofoam drinks and food containers, straws, and all oxo-degradable plastics, which are kind of the plastic films like you might get in a thin shopping bag. But if anybody wants to know what those kind of things look like, again, visit mywaste.ie/SUP.
And it's actually illegal to sell them now?
It's illegal to place them on the market in Ireland, yeah.
They sound like the kind of things that typically a supermarket with a delicatessen or a takeaway might have.
That's right. Now, this campaign is based on a survey that we did. So what we found is that there are sustainable alternatives that are perfectly legal and being made available for all of these 10 items. And it's only actually 4% of businesses that are making the banned ones available. What we also found is that 50% of businesses were unaware of the regulations at all. So we do think that this is an awareness issue for the last few businesses that are making them available.
Okay, and that's what this campaign is about, to make them aware of the fact that
exactly.
It is illegal. And so by and large, it sounds like retailers in Ireland have been quite compliant.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's really positive is that their behaviour in making sustainable alternatives available is ahead of their awareness. So they, even though they weren't aware of the regulation, they have done the positive climate-friendly thing.
And remind us, I suppose, really just for, because we need to be reminded every so often, why are those plastic forks, etc., bad for the environment?
Thanks. It's a really important question. So, first of all, these plastics are made from fossil fuels. So that's an extractive, damaging industry. The plastics are difficult to recycle because these single-use plastics are typically quite small. They end up as litter and in our waterways. They break down in UV light and through getting bumps along the way, and they break into microplastics. They get into the food chain, they drag toxins with them, they damage the environment, and unfortunately, they get into the fish and things that we're eating, and we've got microplastics inside us now as well. So not only from an environmental point of view, but from a human health point of view, we need to get rid of these now.
And is it difficult to get your hands on a more environmentally friendly alternative? We'll say for those plastic forks and knives, the knives you might get in a takeaway.
Well, certainly 10 years ago, they weren't as commonplace. But our survey showed that there are sustainable alternatives for each of these items. So if you go looking for them, you should be able to find them without any hassle.
And what is the penalty for any retailer who is found to be still selling these items?
if you're putting these on the Irish market, it's up to a 2,000 euro penalty and potentially up to 12 months in prison too.
Another very good reason to comply with the regulations. So I presume more information is available about all of this, Will, on your website, which is mywaste.ie?
Yes, /SUP. And we are urging all businesses, whether you think you might have an SUP in stock or supply or not, please download the toolkit that we have. It's for free and just make sure.
And that was Will Mitchell, Waste Prevention Officer with mywaste.ie, speaking to me earlier.